Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Fantasy Schmud on the Fantasy Booking Podcast. I am your host, Trevor Mattson, and welcome to Throwdown number two. After last week, where Alex Damon beat Amaru Moses in an Inner Geek to Iron Man match, and Chandra Dhandapani was defeated by Mike the Killer Kalinowski in an Inner Geekdom number one contenders match, with Mike Kalinowski advancing on to Versus. We have three massive matches today, as well as an announcement to kick the show off. So the matches are Adam Collins versus Drew McQueenie versus Video Drew versus JTE in a fatal four-way as the undercard match. Obviously, Collins is going to be the favorite. He is part of Throwdown. McQueenie, Video Drew, and JTE were all undrafted, but they're all being put up against Collins in a four-way. Interesting matchup. Collins being the number one pick, not getting a number one contenders match. The mid-card is Sam the Warrior Witwer going up against a newcomer, Nikki DiMolanta. Again, two people not drafted. Getting called up for a throwdown match. Witwer versus Nikki DiMolanta in a Star Wars match. And then the main event is going to be Jeff Snyder versus The Barbarian in a Schmodown Championship number one contenders match. And here's the announcement. There will be four qualifying matches for the Schmodown number one contenders matches, with the four winners playing in a fatal four-way for the belt at Versus for the Schmodown Championship. So the first spot is going to be locked up by Snyder and Barbarian. Interesting, though, that Adam Collins not getting placed in the main event, not getting a number one contenders match in one of the four qualifying matches to get a shot at the Schmodown Championship. Very strange, considering he was the number one overall pick. But we will see how this goes. Because Collins, I mean, yeah, he has to prove his worth, but there's definitely going to be a fire lit under him tonight. Because I think he knows, and I think a lot of us know, that he deserves to be one of those eight players fighting for a slot. And he still could be. But that he's getting put at the undercard spot, not even a mid card, which was given to Witwer and Nikki, an undercard spot. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. But let's get into the match. Who knows? Collins might lose. McQueenie, solid player. Video Drew, good player. JTE, good player. Gonna be a test for Collins. Let's see how he does. Question number one of eight for round number one. You heard me right. Eight questions in round number one. Each competitor will answer on their own, all four of them. Each question is worth a point. If one competitor is to get all eight questions correct, they will get a bonus question asked just to them. If you're new here to how we do the show, I take each competitor's possible points earned percentage between 1 and 100. And I do a random number generator. Say the player's PPE is 80%. Then if the random number generator is above 80%, they're incorrect. If it is below, then they are correct. So it gives an advantage to players with better stats in the MTS. So let's get started. Collins versus McQueenie versus JTE versus Video Drew. Fatal four-way. Question number one will come in the category of comedies. To Collins, he is correct. To McQueenie, McQueenie is correct. Sorry, guys, I'm just trying to keep score in a four-way. Drew, now Video Drew, is correct, and JTE is correct. So one's across the board on question number one. Question number two will come in the category of Francis Ford Coppola to McQueenie. A miss from McQueenie and Coppola to Drew. A miss to JTE. Correct. And Adam Collins is correct. So Collins and JTE each with 2, Video Drew and McQueenie with 1. Question number 3 in the category of coming of age. We will go to Video Drew. She is correct. JTE is correct. Adam Collins, correct. And Drew McQueenie, incorrect once again. So everybody is correct, but Drew McQueenie. Which I realized I should have specified between Drew, because I was calling Video Drew Drew. But the score now, Collins 3, JTE 3, Video Drew 2, McQueenie 1. As we now go to question number 4, which will be in the world of Amy Adams. Amy Adams. Starting out with JTE. He is incorrect. The Collins, correct. McQueenie is correct. And a miss from Video Drew. So Collins and McQueenie correct there. Collins the only one still eligible for a perfect round. At the scores now, Collins 4, JTE 3, Video Drew and McQueenie each have 2. Question number 5 will be in Robert Redford. Your question, not your question, their question. To Adam Collins, he is correct. To Drew McQueenie, correct. Video Drew, correct. And JTE is incorrect. So now it is 5 for Collins. McQueenie, Video Drew, and JTE all have 3 points. Collins is still perfect. Question number 6 will be in Jim Henson. Starting out with Drew McQueenie, correct. Video Drew, correct. JTE, a miss. And Adam Collins, correct. So once again, Collins is correct, as well as McQueenie and Video Drew. JTE has missed the last 3 questions in a row. Question number 7 will be in the category of Jim Henson. He does those Muppet things. Yeah. In the category of Henson, we will go to Video Drew. She's incorrect. To JTE, also incorrect. Adam Collins misses, and so does Drew McQueenie. So nobody hits the Jim Henson question. So scores remain the same. Collins 6, McQueenie and Video Drew 4, JTE 3. But massive that Collins will not be picking up the perfect round, number 1. The final question of the round will be in Wizarding World, starting out with JTE. He is correct. Collins, correct. McQueenie, correct. Video Drew, correct. So everybody gets the Wizarding World question. But the scores after round number 1. It isn't a blowout. Everybody's still with them. It is Collins 7, McQueenie and Video Drew 5, JTE 4. So, still a tight match, but because Adam Collins is in the lead, we will let him decide whether he would like to go first or if he would like to defer to Drew McQueenie. So, Collins is going to go. So, whatever Collins spins, he has the option to either keep it or spin away. Whatever he does end up with, though, he will get 4 questions in the category, each worth 2 points. He can check down the multiple choice if he would like, making it worth 1 point. But if he gets a question incorrect, his opponents can steal. So his options, his category that he has spun is Angela Bassett. So he can either keep that or he can spin away. Adam Collins is spinning away from Angela Bassett and has landed on comic book movies. So Adam Collins will get 4 questions in the world of those comical booklet films. Here we go. Collins for question number 1. He is correct for 2 points. Collins question number 2 in comic book movies. Correct again for 2 points. Question number 3 for Collins. Again, correct for 2 points. And question 4, correct for 2 points. He sweeps the table in comic book movies, putting him now up to 15 points with a perfect 8 for 8. So now it is Collins 15, McQueenie 5, Video Drew 5, JTE 4. Now Collins is starting to pull away. So now, after a very quick round for Adam Collins, we go over to Drew McQueenie. Would he like to go or defer to Video Drew? And Drew McQueenie will be spinning the wheel. He has spun the category of Pixar. Would Drew McQueenie like to keep Pixar, or is he going to spin away? He's spinning away, and McQueenie has landed on crime, fitting for The Godfather. McQueenie will get 4 questions in the world of crime. No steals, no multiple choices for Collins. We'll see if that happens for McQueenie. McQueenie's first question. He will check the multiple choice, and he is correct for a point. Okay, so it picks up a point on question number 1. Question number 2. Correct for 2 points, putting him up to 8 as his total. Question number 3. Correct for 2 points once again. And for the clean sweep in the round, question number 4. He checks to multiple choice. And he is incorrect. He is incorrect on the multiple choice. Now, Collins, Video Drew, and JTE will all get a chance at a 1-point steal. We will start with the coyote, Adam Collins. He is correct for a point. To Video Drew, she's correct for a point. And to JTE, he is correct for a point. So a massive steal. Everybody picks up a 1-point steal off of Drew McQueenie. Overall, McQueenie gets 5 points in the round, which it started off strong for him, but that steal was massive. So the score after McQueenie's round, Adam Collins 16, Drew McQueenie 10, Video Drew 6, JTE 5. So now we go to Video Drew. She is going to defer, actually, and make JTE go. So, JTE's options that he, his category that he has spun. I don't know why I keep saying options. JTE has spun the category of Spider-Man. JTE has spun the category of Spider-Man. So, JTE is going to keep it. So, JTE will get 4 questions in the category of Spider-Man films. Very interesting. Very interesting. JTE, the first of his questions in Spider-Man, he is correct for 2 points, which raises his total to 7. Question number 2 for JTE in Spider-Man, once again correct for 2 points. JTE showing out so far in Spider-Man. Question number 3 for JTE, he is once again correct for 2 points. And his final question in Spider-Man. Oh, a big miss. A big miss for 2 points. Now we will go around for a potential 2-point steals from everybody. So, we will start out with Adam Collins with a chance at a 2-point steal. He's correct for 2 points. Now to Drew McQueenie for a chance at a 2-point steal. He is also correct for 2 points. And Video Drew is incorrect. So Collins and McQueenie pick up the steals there, which make the score now Adam Collins 18, Drew McQueenie 12, Video Drew 6, JTE 11. So very, very interesting there. So now we will go to Video Drew, who will finally have to go. Again, it is Collins 18, McQueenie 12, JTE 11, Video Drew 6. The most Video Drew can get is 14 if she were to get a perfect round. She has spun the category of inner geekdom. Lots of IG stuff coming up today. Video Drew is going to spin away and will instead get the category of Anne Hathaway. So Video Drew will get 4 questions in the category of Anne Hathaway. Halfway there. Okay, so Video Drew's first question in Hathaway. She misses for 2 points. So going around for the potential 2-point steals, starting with Adam Collins. He is correct for 2 points. Drew McQueenie is correct for 2 points. And JTE is incorrect, missing out on the 2-point steal. making the score now. Adam Collins 20, Drew McQueenie 14, JTE 11, Video Drew 6. Video Drew needs to keep at least within 10 of Collins here, otherwise he will get KO'd. So Video Drew's second question in the category of Hathaway. And she will check the multiple choice and gets it incorrect. Okay, so now another 1 point steal chance. And if Adam Collins gets this 1 point steal, Video Drew will be eliminated. So, and that would just end her round and we'd go straight to the final round. So now Adam Collins for the 1 point steal to eliminate Video Drew is correct. With that, Video Drew has been eliminated. We'll go around to the rest of them for the 1 point steal. McQueenie gets it correct, and a miss from JTE, which means Video Drew getting eliminated probably saved JTE, because the score heading into the final round, Adam Collins 21, Drew McQueenie 15, JTE 11. So JTE will need to hit all three of his questions just to tie Adam Collins. Video Drew has been eliminated with a score of 6 points. So, McQueenie's the closest to strike. He's down by 6 against Collins. But this is the performance we were expecting from the Coyote, Adam Collins. So, how this final round will work. Each competitor will get a 2-pointer, 3-pointer, and 5-point question. Questions always go to whoever is currently losing. So, we will start with JTE. He has to hit his 2, 3, and 5. His 2 is in the category of Dwayne Johnson. He must hit it. And with that, JTE has been eliminated. He missed his 2-pointer in Dwayne Johnson. So JTE ends up with 11 points. Video Drew ends up with 6. So now it's down to McQueenie and Collins. McQueenie has 15 points. Collins has 21. Which means that McQueenie's going to need to put up some points. Otherwise, Collins will win the entire match without having to answer a round 3 question. So we'll start with Drew McQueenie for his 2-pointer, which will be in the category of Will Smith for 2 points. The Godfather, Drew McQueenie, is incorrect. Which means that now he must hit his 3-point question. Otherwise, Adam Collins will win the match via TKO. McQueenie's 3-pointer is in Jack Nicholson. The question is, Drew McQueenie has hit it. It is now 21-18. But now McQueenie still has to hit his 5. Otherwise, Collins will win the match via TKO. If McQueenie hits his 5, he will go up 23-21 and be the first. It will be the first point in the match where Collins didn't have the lead. So, McQueenie's 5 is in the category of Disney. To stay in the game, Drew McQueenie hits it for 5 points. So now it is Drew McQueenie 23, Adam Collins 21. Collins can tie the game with his 2, and then he just either has to hit his 3 or his 5. But it will not be a TKO victory for Collins overall. He did TKO Drew and JTE, so that's 2 knockouts, but he will not get 3 knockouts today. So Adam Collins needs his 2, 3, or 5. His 2-pointer will be in the category of Bruce Willis. Adam Collins for 2 points is correct, and we have a tie game, 23-23. So now Collins can win the game with his 3-point question. If not, it comes down to his 5. His 3-point question to win the game is in the category of Cate Blanchett. And your winner, the Coyote, Adam Collins. Final score, Collins 26, McQueenie 23, JTE 11, Video Drew 6. McQueenie put up a fight, but like if Collins got a chance to answer his 5-pointer and he hit it, he still would have beat McQueenie by 8 points. That was dominant by Adam Collins. Like I said, I thought that he was gonna have a fire lit under him after he was excluded from the qualifiers. Let's see if maybe this performance maybe that will change Christian Harloff's mind, because he dominated this entire game. There was only one instance where he didn't have the lead. One instance. And he immediately was able to tie the game back up. And that was just because McQueenie answered his 2, 3, and 5 before Collins even answered a question. That was dominating. Again, the final score, Adam Collins 26, Drew McQueenie 23, JTE 11, Video Drew 6. What a way to kick off the event. Let's see if this can convince Harloff that Adam Collins deserves a spot. So next up, we have Sam the Warrior Witwer going up against Nikki DiMolanta. So this is an interesting match. Neither of them are actually, or were actually drafted. It's just they were each brought up for this match. I do have a tweet from Sam Witwer saying that he is going to destroy the DiMolanta couple. He's going after blood. Sam Witwer wants to destroy the DiMolantas. We don't know why, but he is after them. So since Andrew DiMolanta was a highly drafted Star Wars competitor, he was given Nikki DiMolanta with the promise that if he beat Nikki DiMolanta, he would face off against Andrew the Hunter DiMolanta. So we have that match going down next. All right, guys, here we go with the mid-card match. Sam Witwer versus Nikki DiMolanta. Our first Star Wars match of the year. No title implications at play, but if Witwer defeats Nikki DiMolanta, he has been promised a match against Andrew DiMolanta. We don't know if that has anything to do with the title picture, but we know that if Witwer wins, he plays Andrew DiMolanta. So we will see how that goes. So let's get started. 10 questions in round number one, each worth a point. If a competitor gets them all right, they will get a bonus question asked just to them. So let's get started. Question number one will come in the category of Revenge of the Sith to Sam Witwer. A miss immediately, and Nikki DiMolanta draws first blood. 1-0, Nikki in the lead. Question number two in the category of Attack of the Clones. Nikki is correct. Sam Witwer is incorrect. 2-0 Nikki to start off the game. Not what I was expecting at all. Wow. Question number three is in the category of Return of the Jedi. Sam Witwer gets this one correctly, as does Nikki. Nikki still playing perfect. 3-1. Question number four in the category of Last Jedi to Nikki DiMolanta. Her first miss of the game, and Sam Witwer hits it, making it now 3-2. We have a game back on our hands. Question number five will be in the world of Solo. Not the character, the movie. We will start with Sam Witwer. He is correct. Nikki DiMolanta is correct as well. 4-3. Nikki in the lead after five questions. Slow start from Witwer, but he has recovered nicely. Question six in Phantom Menace. Nikki, incorrect. Sam Whitwer is correct, and we have a tie game 4-4. 4-2-4. Question number 7 now. Moving along quickly in this match, we'll be in the world of The Force Awakens. Sam Whitwer is correct, and a miss from Nikki DeMolanta, and now Sam Whitwer has taken the lead 5-4. 5-4. Whitwer has taken the lead heading into question number 8, which is heroes and villains. Nikki DeMolanta incorrect once again, and Sam Whitwer is correct once again. Strong start from Nikki, weak start from Whitwer, but now they've kind of flip-flopped as now Whitwer has a 6-4 lead over Nikki DeMolanta. Question number 9 is in the category of A New Hope. Whitwer, correct. Nikki, correct. Okay, first time both of them have gotten the question right in a while. It is 7-5. Now, question number 10 is in Rise of Skywalker. This is the final question of round number 1. Whitwer will have the lead heading into the second round, regardless of what happens here. To Nikki, she is correct, as is Whitwer. So after round number 1, Whitwer misses the first 2, but then gets 8 in a row to make his score 8. Nikki played the first 4 perfect, missed a couple in the middle, but was able to get back. It is Whitwer 8, Nikki DeMolanta 6. Sam Whitwer 8, Nikki DeMolanta 6, heading into round number 2. So, we'll go to Sam Whitwer first. There'll be 5 questions in the second round. You can each worth 2 points. You can check the multiple choice on as many as you would like, but that makes it worth only 1 point. If you get a question wrong, your opponent can steal. So, we will go to Sam. Would he like to go or defer? Sam Whitwer will be deferring to Nikki DeMolanta. Sam Whitwer deferring. Nikki DeMolanta has spun Attack of the Clones. Is she keeping it or spinning away? She is spinning away, which means that she is stuck with The Force Awakens. The Force Awakens. For Nikki DeMolanta, she'll get 5 questions in the category. Okay, here we go. Question number 1 in The Force Awakens for Nikki DeMolanta. She can check the multiple if need be. Question number 1. And it is correct for 2 points. So now she's tied the game at 8. Question number 2. Correct once again for 2 points. It is now 10-8, Nikki DeMolanta. Question number 3, she's going to check the multiple choice and misses it. So now Sam Whitwer with a chance at a 1-point steal. And he is correct. So now it is 10-9. Nikki DeMolanta still holds the lead. Question number 4 for Nikki. She is correct for 2 points, making it now 12-9. And with her final question, she can give herself a 5-point lead. And she does just that. 14-9, a solid round, 8 points for her. But she does lose a big 1-point steal to Whitwer, which instead of a potential 7-point game, if she got it correct, it is now only a 5-point game in her favor. But we'll see what Whitwer can do. If he gives up a big steal, we're going to have ourselves a tight match heading into the final round. So, let's go over to Sam the Warrior Whitwer. He has spun the category of heroes and villains. Heroes and villains. Let's see if he wants to keep it or spin away. He is going to spin away, which means he is stuck with vehicles, weapons, technology, and magical items. Vehicles, weapons, tech, magical items for Sam Whitwer. I guess not magical items. I put that in into the wheel, but I guess it's just vehicles, weapons, tech, and Star Wars. Regardless, here we go with 5 questions, each with 2 points, to Sam Whitwer in vehicles, weapons, tech. Question number 1. He will check to multiple choice for it and misses it. So now Nikki DeMolanta for a 1-point steal is correct. big steal for Nikki DeMolanta, 15-9. She's now created a 6-point lead. Sam has a potential of 8 points left in this round. Question number two for Sam. He is correct, making it 15-11, now a 4-point game. Question number three for Sam. He is checking the multiple once again. And this time he is correct for a point. So now he has gotten 3 points out of three questions. It is now 15-12, Nikki DeMolanta. Sam doing a nice job maneuvering a difficult category. Question number four for Whitwer. He is correct, making it now 15-14. This last question's big. It will determine who's in the lead heading into the final round, which is massive. Sam Whitwer, his final question of the round. He gets it correct for 2 points. So he picks up 7 points, drops a 1-point steal, but Sam Whitwer is in the lead heading into the final round. Sam Whitwer, 16. Nikki DeMolanta, 15. That last point was massive for Sam, those last 2 points, because that means that he is in control of the game. His destiny's in his own hands. If he hits his 2, 3, and 5, he is golden. So we will start. That means that we do start with Nikki DeMolanta for a 2-pointer. Again, 2, 3, and 5-pointer in the final round. Questions always go to whoever is currently losing. So Nikki DeMolanta for a 2-pointer gets the category of Clone Wars. Nikki gets it correct for 2 points. Nikki DeMolanta now is 17. Sam Whitwer 16. So we bounce over to Whitwer for his 2-pointer in the category of Revenge of the Sith. Sam Whitwer is also correct, and he has taken back the lead, which makes it now 18-17, Sam Whitwer. So we're back over to Nikki DeMolanta for her 3-pointer, which is in the category of Solo, a Star Wars story. Nikki DeMolanta for 3 points is correct, and she now has a 2-point lead over Sam Whitwer. So now, it is Nikki DeMolanta 20, Sam Whitwer 18. Sam's 3-pointer is in the category of The Force Awakens. Whitwer, for 3 points in the lead, is correct. So now it is 21-20, and we are in a position now where if Nikki DeMolanta hits her 5-pointer, it's down to Sam Whitwer. If he hits his 5, he wins. If he misses it, he loses. But if Nikki DeMolanta misses her 5-pointer, Sam Whitwer will win the game 21-20. So, Nikki DeMolanta, for 5 points, her category is The Empire Strikes Back. Nikki DeMolanta, 5-point question. She is correct for 5 points, and it comes down to this final question. The score is Nikki DeMolanta 25, Sam Whitwer 21. And this is what I was saying. It's all in this match. This final round was always going to be in the hands of Sam Whitwer. If he hits this 5-point question, he wins the match 26-25. If he misses this 5-point question, Nikki DeMolanta wins the match 25-21. Sam Whitwer, his 5-point question will be in the category of The Last Jedi. For 5 points. And your winner, Nikki DeMolanta. Sam Whitwer misses the 5. Nikki DeMolanta takes home the victory, 25-21. Sam Whitwer will not be getting the match against Andrew DeMolanta, because Nikki has defeated him. Nikki DeMolanta has defeated Sam Whitwer to go 1-0 in the Star Wars division. No Sam Whitwer versus Andrew DeMolanta. What a match. Sam misses the 5. It was always going to be in his hands, and he has no one to blame but himself. He missed the question. And Nikki DeMolanta wins with a final score of 25-21. Again, that is 25-21. Nikki DeMelanta wins to go 1-0. What a match, but that was just the mid-card. We still have the main event, a Schmodown Championship number one contenders match between Jeff the Insnider Snyder and the Barbarian. The winner goes to Versus to play for the championship in a Fatal 4-Way. Schmodown Fatal 4-Way Championship match. The winner qualifies for that. Also, I will confirm that is going to be the main event of Versus. So the winner of this qualifies for the main event of the Versus pay-per-view. But before we get to the main event, I will go ahead and plug the rest of the stuff we have going on in the coming times. So next week on Throwdown. Next week on Throwdown. We will have the main event of Ethan Irwin versus Liz Shannon Miller. Ethan Irwin versus Liz Shannon Miller in another Schmodown Championship number one contenders match. So, the winner of this qualifies. The winner of next week's main event between Ethan Irwin and Liz Shannon Miller will qualify for the event. Now, the undercard has not been revealed to us, which is very, very interesting. But the undercard has not been revealed to us. The only thing that I have been told is that Mike Kalinowski will be a part of it, who, as we know, is the Inner Geekdom number one contender. He is going to Versus to play for the Inner Geekdom Championship. But this is we don't know what division this is. We don't know if it's singles. We don't know if it's teams. We don't know if it's Inner Geekdom. We just know that Mike Kalinowski is playing in the undercard next week. But before Throwdown happens next week, we will have the First Class League special. I'm very excited about this. This will happen on Monday. This will happen on Monday. The First Class League special. Two matches, including one massive one. So the undercard, we're actually bringing something over from Throwdown. Alex Damon, who is 1-0 in the Inner Geekdom division, will be playing Eric Zipper in an Inner Geekdom number one contenders match. That is where we will find out who Mike Kalinowski will be playing at Versus. So Alex Damon versus Eric Zipper, the winner will play Mike Kalinowski at Versus for the Inner Geekdom championship. The main event will be a Fatal 4-Way championship match for the First Class League belt. Now, here's what we know about it so far. Vinny Mancuso and James White will both be playing for the championship. The other two spots are a mystery. Throwdown and Battleground will each get to enter a player for the championship match. The only rule is they have to have not played a match so far. So as long as they haven't played a match so far, they can go in. So a bunch of different players that can go in and play for the First Class League belt. But that is what we have coming up on Monday. Throwdown will be on Wednesday, that'll next week. And then for Battleground 2, which happens this Friday, I will announce what the card of Battleground 3 is gonna be. That rhymed. That was cool. But we still have the main event, Jeff Snyder versus the Barbarian. I've wasted enough of your time. Let's get into that match. All right, guys, here we go. It is main event time. Jeff Snyder versus the Barbarian. Winner qualifies for Schmodown versus the main event, the Schmodown Championship match. So here's what we know about Versus so far. So we'll have all of the belts being won for the first time, except for the first class championship that will be being defended at Versus after we crown our first champion on Monday at the First Class League Special. Other than that, we will be crowning the Star Wars champion, who we don't know any of the contenders there. We'll be crowning the Inner Geekdom champion, who Mike Kalinowski has already qualified for it. And we'll get the winner of Alex Damon and Eric Zipper will be his challenger. The Geektacular championship, which will be Mara Kanopic going up against the winner of Robert Parker and Brandon Hanna, which happens on this Friday on Battlegrounds. So Mark and Opik will be playing the winner of that. We'll have the Teams Championship. Don't know who is in that yet. We will have the Warzone Championship, which will be Dan Merle playing either Ben Bateman or Paul Oyama. And we'll find out who Dan's playing between Bateman and Oyama in the main event next week. On Friday on Battleground. Because that card is Parker versus Hannah and then Bateman versus Oyama. We'll have the Schmodown Championship Fatal 4-Way match as the main event with tonight's winner qualifying for that. I put it off long enough. I know I already said that, but this time I mean it for real. Let's get into the match. Eight questions in round number one, each worth 1 point. Get them all correct, you will get a bonus question asked just to that competitor. Here we go. Snyder, Barbarian. Question number one. In the category of sports, not the actual sports, but in sports movies. Question. To the Barbarian. He is correct. Jeff Snyder is correct. 1-1. Question number two. In the category of X-Men. X-Men. To Jeff Snyder. Snyder is incorrect. And Barbarian is correct. Makes sense. We know how much Jeff Snyder hates comic books and Barbarian's IG. So, question number three now will be in the world of Whoopi Goldberg. Snyder can also now not get a perfect round one. Barbarian gets it, as does Jeff Snyder in Whoopi Goldberg, 3-2. Question number four, in the category of Denzel Washington to Snyder. He is incorrect in Denzel. Barbarian is correct. Massive miss from Snyder. Would have thought he would have nailed Denzel. But now 4-2 Barbarian. Barbarian is starting to pull away with it. Question number five now. Question number five. Will be in the category of Ed Harris. PLD just woke up. We will go to Barbarian. Correct. Jeff Snyder. Correct. 5-3. Barbarian still holds the lead. Question number six now. In the category of animated. To Jeff Snyder. Correct. Barbarian. Correct. Barbarian playing perfect so far. 6-4 in his favor. Question seven. Will be in rom-coms to Barbarian. He is correct. Snyder is correct. 7-5. If the Barbarian hits this question, then he will get a perfect round number one. It's in the category of spoof films. Jeff Snyder is incorrect, as is the Barbarian. No perfect round number ones. No perfect round ones. But we will we'll see how the rest of the match goes. It is only a 2-point game. Barbarian 7, Snyder 5. As now we head into round number 2. So how round number 2 is going to work is each competitor will get a chance to spin the wheel. If they don't like the first category, they have the option to re-spin But they must take the second category if they choose to do so. Whatever they do end up with, though, they will get 4 questions, each worth 2 points. They have the option to check down the multiple choice as many times as they would like, making it worth only 1 point. The competitor gets a question wrong, their opponent can steal. So, we will start with the Barbarian. Would he like to go or defer to Jeff Snyder? The Barbarian is going to go. He has spun the category of Ice Cube. And the Barbarian's keeping Ice Cube. Bold move. Bold move. Let's see if it pays off. 4 questions for the Barbarian in the category of Ice Cube. Question number 1. Barbarian is correct for 2 points. Question number 2. Once again, correct for 2 points. Question number 3. Checking the multiple choice. And is incorrect. Incorrect. Now, Jeff Snyder, for a chance at a 1-point steal, is correct in his steal chance. So now the score is Barbarian 11, Jeff Snyder 6. Barbarian still has his last question to go here. And he gets it correct for 2 points. So 13-6 is now the score. 13-6. Very, very interesting. So, now we go to Jeff Snyder, who with a perfect round could take the lead after Barbarian picked up 6 points. Let's see how this goes for Snyder. Snyder has spun the category of biopics. Biopics. Jeff Snyder will be spinning away and has instead landed on Paul Newman. Eek. This could be interesting for Snyder. This could get interesting. Let's start out with question number 1. It's always a good place to start. Jeff Snyder for 2 points. He is correct in this first question. Question number 2 checks to multiple and is correct. So now just 13-9, the Barbarian has a 4-point lead over him. Question number 3 for Snyder. Correct. Once again, so now it being 13-11, if Jeff Snyder hits this last question for 2 points, we'll have a tie game heading into the final round. Final question. He checks the multiple and is incorrect. So now the Barbarian, for a 1-point steal, is correct. And what a turn there. We could have had a tie game, but now the Barbarian is in the lead 14-11 heading into the final round. 14-11, the Barbarian. Final round. Winner qualifies for the main event of Versus for the Schmo Down Championship. How the final round works, 2-3 and 5-pointer asked to whoever is currently losing. Which means we start with Jeff Snyder for his 2-pointer to make it potentially a 1-point game. For 2 points, Jeff Snyder's category is romance films. Romance films. Snyder for 2 points is incorrect. Massive miss there for Snyder. Massive miss. So now we go to Snyder's 3-pointer. He has to hit this to tie the game. Otherwise, it will come down to his 5. Snyder's 3-pointer is in fantasy sci-fi. But Snyder hits it for 3 points and has tied the game at 14 apiece. But now we go over to the Barbarian, who with just 1 hit of a 2-point question could force Snyder to answer his 5. Barbarian for 2 points. His category is Robert Rodriguez. And he is correct for 2 points, making the score now 16-14, Barbarian. So now we go to Jeff, the Insnyder Snyder. If he hits his 5-pointer, he will take a 3-point lead over the Barbarian, making it 19-16. If he misses it, Barbarian wins 16-14. Snyder's five pointer is in the category of disaster films. Disaster films. Question for 5 points. Jeff Snyder hits it. Snyder hits it, making the score now 19-16. 19-16, Snyder in the lead. So now, we go to the Barbarian for his three-point question. If he hits it, he ties the game. If he misses it, it comes down to the Barbarian's five. His three-pointer is in scores and soundtracks to tie the game. Barbarian is correct. The Barbarian is correct, and now we have a tie game, 19-19. So here's the position we are in. If the Barbarian gets his 5-point question, he wins the game. If he misses it, we will go to sudden death overtime. His 5-pointer is in the category of Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick for 5 points. And your winner, advancing to versus the Barbarian. 24-19 is the final score. The Barbarian wins. He will be playing at versus. He will be playing at versus for the championship. The Barbarian playing at versus for the championship. We know one of the other qualifiers will be Ethan Irwin and Liz Shannon Miller. Still don't know who else is going to be in there. Here we go. We're getting closer. What a match. 24-19. The Barbarian takes it home. The Barbarian takes it home. Guys, what an event. What an event. A 3-match event. It was a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. I have breaking news, guys. So, whatever the match was supposed to be with Mike Kalinowski next week on Throwdown has been canceled. So, directly after winning, the Barbarian put out a tweet mocking Adam Collins because he was not given a main event spot. The commissioner, Christian Harloff, responded by saying that even though the Barbarian, he's already locked in to the versus pay-per-view, he will have to play again next week in the undercard against Adam Collins and a teammate of Adam Collins' choosing. Barbarian should, Harloff did not take kindly to the words he said to Adam Collins. So now, Adam Collins, after a dominant performance earlier today, he will now get a match in the undercard next week on Throwdown, next Wednesday, against the Barbarian with a teammate of his choosing. And Harloff has just added to this. This is all live as this is, as we're going on here. For Collins and his mystery teammate, whoever he picks, if they beat the Barbarian in a handicapped match, both Collins and his partner will get to go to play for the Schmodown Championship at Versus. So Collins and his mystery partner, if they win, if they beat the Barbarian, they will be going and joining the Barbarian for the Schmodown Championship match at Versus. And then we still have Ethan Irwin and Liz Shannon Miller next week. So we could have all of our spots, all of our spots locked in by the end of next Wednesday's throwdown. We already have the Barbarian. If Adam Collins and his mystery teammate win, that's three of the four spots, and then it'll be the winner of Irwin and Lishan and Miller. But if the Barbarian is able to beat Collins and his mystery teammate, then there will have to be two more play-ins, and the Barbarian, regardless of what happens in the match, will still be able to be in there. What a turn of events to end the night. What a crazy night it has been. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. If you guys have any match suggestions that I can record outside of here, just send an email at trevorjmatson@gmail.com. Again, that is trevorjmatson@gmail.com. trevorjmatson@gmail.com. If you have any match suggestions, what a night it has been. What a night, everybody. So, again, the schedule is on Friday, Battleground. Next Monday, is going to be the first class special. Then after that, next throwdown, we're going to have this crazy throwdown where we could have all of the Schmodown Championship slots locked in at next Wednesday. Then next Friday is going to be Battleground number 3. And then the Wednesday after that, I'm sorry, I don't have dates up yet. I can by Battleground on Friday, I'll have dates. But the Wednesday after that is going to be the Versus Prelude. So that will be interesting, and that is going to be a three match card. We don't know what all is going to be on there. I'd assume some number one contenders matches. But Versus Prelude will be that Wednesday. And then Saturday will be the Versus Pay-Per-View Part 1. Or sorry, Friday will be Versus Pay-Per-View Part 1. Saturday will be Part 2. And Sunday will be Part 3. So that is, what, 2 weeks from now? So at this weekend, it will be 2 weeks from this weekend. Again, I'll make a schedule and put out dates and put it in the description. But we are nearing Versus Pay-Per-View. But yeah, that is all we have for tonight. What a crazy event it has been tonight, and we're gonna be back on Friday for Battleground to determine more slots at Versus. But thank you guys so much for listening. It really does mean the world to me, and yeah, guys, until Friday for Battleground, stay safe, everybody, and goodbye.